Welcome to the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I'm your host, Shayla Quinn, and together we'll go on a journey of self-discovery as we explore all of the inner workings of what it means to live an inspired life. Join me for solo episodes and conversations with special guests for real, authentic deep dives into all things yoga, wellness, self-love, mindfulness, and everything in between. If you're ready to get inspired, learn, grow, evolve, to connect, and up-level your life, then you've come to the right place. I am beyond excited that you're here, so let's dive in. Hi, babe. Welcome back to the pod. I am so happy that you're here. I've been loving getting your DMs about how much you're enjoying the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. It seriously makes me so happy. I started this podcast to provide weekly inspiration and motivation on your path to living an aligned life, and knowing that so many of you are getting that vibe from the pod seriously gives me so much life. So thank you for tuning in each week, and thank you so much for the love. And speaking of vibes, today I wanted to have a quick chat with you about high vibe habits. The habits you have are powerful. They shape how you experience this life. Habits are also powerful because they create neurological cravings. For example, a certain behavior is rewarded by the release of pleasure chemicals in the brain. It is super powerful to become aware of your daily habits, as they could be the thing that's guiding you closer to your dream life or pulling you further away from it. The more aware you become of your habits and their positive or negative effects, the more clearly you'll be able to step into your power and intentionally direct the course of your life through high vibe habits that align with your deepest desires. The concept of adopting high vibe habits is all about engaging in daily activities that raise your vibration. I know the term high vibe sounds mystical, but vibrational energy is actually based in science. The law of vibration states that everything in the universe moves and vibrates. Everything is vibrating at one speed or another. Nothing rests. Everything you see around you is vibrating at one frequency or another, and so are you. You are made up of energy. Everything that exists has a vibrational frequency that is invisible to the eye. You, like other objects on the planet, vibrate at a specific megahertz, which is oftentimes abbreviated into capital M, capital H, lowercase z. When you feel bad and your vibration lowers, you're more susceptible to illness and disease. High vibration is linked to positivity, love, compassion, gratitude, peacefulness, and abundance, which we love. And low vibration is linked to fear, anxiety, sadness, depression, and lack. Basically, the higher your vibe, the better you're gonna feel. And the more capable you'll be of tuning into what you really want and then manifesting it into the world. Living a high vibe life is all about intentionally creating your reality by directing your thoughts and choosing actions that align with your deepest desires. It's all about feeling good and aligned and ultimately living your best life. Obviously, I am not an expert in this field. I am not a scientist, but I am passionate about living a high vibe life. And scientists have discovered and proven that everything is made up of energy. Seemingly solid objects are energy. Live animals are energy. Thoughts are energy. And people are energy. Everything is energy. Everything is vibrating at its own frequency, some higher than others. And just to give you an idea, a healthy human body generally vibrates at about 62 to 70 megahertz. And then when you have a cold or the flu, your vibe actually drops. It drops down to about 58 megahertz. And when the human body is entering the death process, it usually vibrates at around 20 megahertz. Choosing high vibe habits helps you maintain a higher frequency and live a healthier and happier life. And we're all about the high vibes around here. Okay, so let's talk about some different habits that you can adopt to raise your vibration and live a high vibe life. And I do want to just say, I'm just sharing some of my favorite ones, but there are a vast amount of options because everybody's going to be different and everyone's going to perceive certain activities or practices in a different way. So I think it's important for you to obviously try all the ones out that I'm sharing today, but also just explore how you feel when you're in a high vibe state. And if you're like, I don't know what a high vibe state is, when you're feeling good, you're feeling confident, you're feeling fulfilled and passionate and inspired and full of love, that is a high vibe state. You want to do more things that bring you to that place. Okay, so my high vibe habits list, let's get into it. Number one, tap into gratitude every single day. Be grateful for the things that you have. An attitude of gratitude breeds abundance, and abundance is a high vibrational state. I actually have a whole podcast episode on gratitude. It is episode 15. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to that after you finish this episode. Gratitude is a powerfully high vibrational state to be in, and there have even been studies that show that specific areas of the brain are involved in experiencing and expressing gratitude. Basically, practicing gratitude can change your brain. I personally like to practice gratitude daily in a few different ways. I like to write down a few things in my journal that I'm grateful for each day, as well as sprinkle in moments of gratitude throughout the day. So if I'm outside walking the dogs and I see a really pretty flower, I cultivate gratitude for that and think, wow, that's a really beautiful flower. Or if I'm at a workout and I'm running on the treadmill, I try to take a moment and think, wow, I'm so grateful that I get to be here, that I get to run, that my body's moving and working and healthy. Gratitude is super powerful. The next high vibe habit is to get in tune with your emotions. Express yourself. Don't repress yourself. I say that more for me probably than anyone, because expressing my feelings is not always the easiest thing for me to do. But seriously, express yourself. Give yourself permission to feel whatever it is that you're feeling without labeling yourself as that feeling. You are not the feelings you're experiencing, right? Like if I'm frustrated or I'm angry, I'm not frustration and I'm not anger. Those are just feelings that I'm experiencing. It's a high vibe habit to allow yourself to feel a range of emotions without judgment. And when you are feeling some sticky emotions, observe those low vibe negative emotions when they come up and just get curious. See what you can learn from them and then make a new choice. Number three, eat more plants. I'm not just saying that because I personally am plant-based. It's because plants are high vibrational. It's just science. Eat raw fruits and vegetables in their whole organic state whenever possible, particularly sun-ripened produce that is free of pesticides and herbicides. You want to go for organic. And just to give you an idea, dead meat like beef and chicken vibrate at around 3 to 5 megahertz. That is really low vibe. Just saying. And then on the flip side, you have living greens like raw veggies and fruits. They vibrate at around 70 megahertz. If the saying you are what you eat is true, you're going to want to add in more plants. Focus on incorporating more whole foods, meaning foods that are closest to their original form, to receive their high vibes. I also think it's interesting to start to consider making more of your meals at home, making more of your own meals. This is something that I talked about in a recent YouTube video about how I just noticed that I was eating out a lot and started to think about the fact that energy is contagious and transferable. And then thinking like, what if the person making my food is in like a really terrible mood or they're really low vibe and they're transferring that energy to the food that they're making and then I'm eating that? Like I am consuming that energy. Everything is made up of energy. So I'm not saying never go out to eat. I'm a foodie. That would never happen for me. But be mindful about the food that you're eating too. And when possible, make your own meal so you can infuse it with your own energy. Number four is to drink water. And I know that this is like a very cliche healthy habit, but I just have to say it because not only is water vital to our optimal health, water is cleansing. It removes toxins and impurities that lower your vibration out of your body. And you want to drink purified water whenever you can. You can even infuse it with fresh fruits or veggies to increase the high vibe content. The next habit is movement. Moving your body literally shifts energy around and out of the body. Energy from emotions can get trapped in the body, and it's imperative that we keep things fluid and moving. Whether it's dancing or yoga or working out, I don't care, just move. Physical exercise also releases feel-good endorphins, which will also boost your mood. Next habit is to declutter your space and create a supportive and inspiring space. Again, everything is made up of energy. So when you have an abundance of stuff sitting around taking up space, that can create a lot of chaotic energy. Keep only the things that bring you joy and give you a high vibe feeling, Marie Kondo style. High vibe habit number 7 is to be kind. On my morning walks, there are a few elderly men that I always see walking, and this is like not in a creepy way, it's just in like a sweet, endearing way. I always make a point to say good morning to them and be kind to them. and I can tell that it brightens their day, and that brings me joy. Be friendly with acquaintances that you see regularly, like your local postal delivery person or the woman at the grocery store who you see often. Make kindness your default when engaging with other people. And I know that that can be hard. Believe me, I know. I live in LA where I feel like 90% of the people here are grumpy and in a rush, but we never know what other people are going through. And instead of mirroring back their energy, see if you can break the cycle and meet them with love and kindness. They will in turn feel positive energy that you're putting out and start to raise their own vibration quickly. And honestly, the higher vibe we can get everyone in this world, the better all of our lives will be. There's this quote that I really, really love that I discovered many years ago. I don't know who said it, but it's, "Don't let somebody else's bad behavior dictate your character." And I know the ego can sometimes want to react and fight back in situations when we're dealing with someone who is kind of coming at us with low vibe energy. But the most high vibe thing you can do is to just be kind and be compassionate. On that note, I also want to invite you to notice judgments. When you catch yourself making a judgment about someone else, see if you can instead think of one thing that you like or admire about them. Your words hold energy and they matter. They matter whether you're speaking about yourself or someone else. I have a friend who always has something negative to say about someone, even if it's just someone random crossing the street in front of us. And it always makes me feel so uncomfortable because I can literally feel the energy shift. It brings down the mood. It dampens the energy. Being mean, judgmental, rude, criticizing in an unproductive way, that is low vibe. And I personally don't have time for that, and I hope that you don't either. It's not a good look, and it's not a good vibe. Get into the habit of being kind. Get into the habit of complimenting other people. Get into the habit of adopting high vibe habits. The next one is to practice self-care daily. Not just self-care Sunday, daily self-care. Filling up your own cup, engaging in a luxurious skincare routine, even if it's just like 5 or 10 minutes, or taking time to moisturize your body from head to toe, whatever it is, invest in yourself. That will help you raise your vibration. It's also going to help you connect to yourself, and that is really powerful. Number 9 is to surround yourself with high vibe people. The people that you spend your time with matter. Energy is contagious, it's transferable, and if you're hanging out with low vibe people, that is going to lower your vibration. Invest your time and energy in people that raise your vibration. You know those people that make you feel loved, seen, supported, heard, inspired. Those are the people you want to hang out with. If the people in your inner circle are making you feel like crap or bringing you down or talking crap about other people, that's not a vibe, guys. Well, it is a vibe, but it's a low vibe, and we don't want a low vibe. We want high vibe. So surround yourself with high vibe people. High vibe habit number 10 is to breathe intentionally. I cannot stress this enough. The breath is an incredibly powerful tool, and it is free. You can tap into it at any time. The more oxygen your cells get, the more alive you're gonna feel. And the more alive you feel, the higher the vibe. Practice pranayama or simply just set alarms in your phone throughout the day to stop and intentionally take a breath. In fact, let's just do that right now. As long as you're not driving, close down the eyes, relax the face, soften the jaw, take a big breath in through the nose. Big exhale out. Again, big inhale through the nose. Open the mouth fully, exhale. Again, big breath in. Biggest breath out. See, don't you feel better? Ugh, it's the best. All right, my last high vibe habit that I'm sharing with you today is to meditate. Meditation is powerful for many reasons, but my favorite is because it elicits a relaxation response. When we're relaxed, our heart is open, energy is open, and it's just a calm, beautiful, peaceful state to be in, right? And peaceful is high vibe. If you're tense and stressed and worried and chaotic, that is low vibe. A wise teacher of mine once told me that meditation is not something that we do, it is a state of being. Being in the moment is our natural state. And if you can breathe, you can meditate. The relaxation response that meditation elicits provides so many different benefits to the nervous system. It can lower your blood pressure, improve blood circulation, lower your heart rate, reduce anxiety, reduce stress, foster a state of being that is overall more well, whole, and relaxed. And that is all high vibe. And I don't want to get too much into meditation today, but maybe I'll do a future episode on it. But I do want to say that I know that meditation can be quite intimidating, but the reality is it's a lot more approachable than you think. There's a common misconception that meditation is about emptying your mind of all the thoughts, but that couldn't be farther from the truth. The thoughts are still there. You don't get rid of all the thoughts. They still come up. It's not about eliminating all of the thoughts, but rather becoming the observer of your thoughts. The practice isn't in emptying your mind. The practice is gently guiding your awareness back to your breath when thoughts come up. Being the most authentic, high-vibe version of yourself takes practice, and it takes a daily effort, right? And that's why I think it's important to focus on incorporating more high-vibe habits, because the success of your future is hidden in your daily routine. The things you do on a daily basis ultimately create the way that you experience this life. But you can set yourself up for success by engaging in high vibe habits on the daily so that you can keep your vibration high. Integrate habits and goals that keep you vibing high. And even though it's not realistic to expect to be high vibe all the time, I think it's a great goal to aim to be the highest vibe person that you know. Be the best that you can be in each moment. That might look differently moment to moment, but if your energetic minimum is high vibe, you're going to start to attract more high vibe opportunities, people, feelings, all of the things. Visualize your highest self and start showing up as her. And that's a wrap on another episode of the Yoga Inspired Life podcast. I hope you got something valuable from it and feel empowered to take inspired action. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending time with me today. And if you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I loved creating it, then please subscribe and leave a review. And if you know of anyone that would benefit from the podcast, I would love it if you would share it with them. I always say that we rise by lifting others, and this is a totally independent podcast, so every little bit of support truly means so much to me. If you're looking for more, let's connect on Instagram. You can find me at Shayla Quinn. I hope you have an amazing week. Thank you again for listening, and I'll catch you next week.